opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA Region number 6. Today is June the 1st, 2017. It is the 6th month of the year. Year has gone by pretty quick, hasn't it, y'all? So they continue to just fly by. So today is June the 1st, 2017. Have a live show for you today. And just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show and being a part of this show, the network, and the overall energy that we are creating. So before we get started in today's show, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. And you could easily do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Once again, that's www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And there you'll find the home website for the homepage for this network on the web. And you will be able to find where you can give some of your financial energy by way of donations, by way of you sponsoring the network, by your support. That's what keeps this network on air. So definitely, if you would, give some of your financial energy so that this network can continue to grow. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has established a social media network as well. It's another way that you can support and be more involved in what's going on. And you could do that by going to www.btrcommunity.com. Once again, that's btrcommunity.com. And check out what's there. And on this, this is a full-fledged social media platform where you can, you know, you can post all of your social media, which you use all your social media activities. You can post things about you, your business, and it's in a more holistic way where you can do that and engage in social media without being adversely affected by. Without being adversely affected by that, which most of us don't realize that we are when we engage in the social media platform. So just go to www.btrcommunity, check out what's there, and post, be a part of it. It's only $24 a year, $24 a year. So definitely be a part of that. So, so important. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint. Just as it sounds, Prosperity, P-R-O-S-P-E-R-I-T-Y, Prosperity Mint, MINT.com. And that is where you can acquire some of your precious metals, the five grades of investment precious metals. There's going to be some other things we're going to be putting on there. We will be accepting cryptocurrency for that very, very soon here, just getting that all set up. And that's something that you all should be very, very aware of and the importance of that. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. So, but we will be doing that relatively soon. So you could do that and go there. Also, what else we got? Prosperity Mint. Also, okay, so we got Prosperity Mint. Also, if you would like to, July the 1st, 1 month from today, we're going to be holding a Control Your Wealth seminar. You can go to Eventbrite and look under Control Your Wealth Seminar. That's going to be sponsored by Prosperity Mint. And that is going to be a seminar that we'll be having here in Dallas at the Central Library in Dallas from at 10 a.m. to 2 a.m. Excuse me, to 2 p.m. Sorry about that. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. here in Dallas. And also who will be there is going to be Legacy Wealth Management. And they're going to be talking about trust and foundations. Very, very important how you should be and why you should be engaging in that. And also we will be giving a portion of the precious metals class. We'll be looking at some of the things that you should be doing to control your wealth going forward in the future. And also getting you completely up to date on some of the things and opportunities that you'll be able to leverage now. So and to engage in now, some great opportunities. So come on down to Dallas on July the 1st, and you could just go to the Eventbrite.com, Eventbrite, and just look up under Controlling Your Wealth, Control Your Wealth seminar, and it's going to be put on by Prosperity Mint. Single tickets are $300, and for families, or for couples, excuse me, couples, two people or more, doesn't matter what the overall relationship with, if you're coming as a couple, it is going to be $550. So come on down to Dallas. It'd be well worth your time, well worth what's, your effort. And this will be something that will be beneficial to you individually and for your family and for the future of those that you have yet not named. Very, very important. So come on down to Dallas. Also, if you would like to engage in the cryptocurrency realm, which I think you should be doing, you definitely should be owning it. I was very, very, very surprised at what I was able to gain in just my short time. In 1 month, was able to gain roughly, I haven't put the complete numbers because I've been trading it as well so recently, so it's been but it's over $600 or $700 just in, and I was lightly just doing things because of definitely want to do that, engage in that. So you could do that just go to ourcryptocurrency.com, and then you'll sign up there and be part of the Trade Coin Club. And we will, tomorrow I have a graduation, so I just wanted to say to you all, tomorrow I have a graduation. I don't think I'll be able to be on air tomorrow because of a graduation in the after the graduation. So it's going to be a little travel time and everything else, and I know I'm not going to make it on air tomorrow, nor will I be able to have a conference call with those that have signed up for Trade Coin Club tomorrow. So what we'll do is that we'll do it on Saturday at 10 Eastern Standard Time, 10 in the morning Eastern Standard Time. And those of you that are in that, you know who you are. Just text me, and if you would like to be involved in that, you can text me as well, or you can email me through info@prosperitymint.com, or you can text me at 951-790-8330. So, yes, it's over $700 that I sent May the 9th, so it hasn't quite been a month. So this is something that you definitely can do, but, of course, there is no guarantee of different things, and it requires – depending on your investment and everything else, it depends on, you know, your participation and everything else. So, but I'm going to be doing this completely from here until the wheels fall off. So, I think it's very, very important. So definitely if you would like to be involved in that, just go to ourcryptocurrency.com, sign up. And once you do, I'll send you some information of how to set yourself up and some of the things that you need to do. Those of you that are doing it, hopefully you, and from our last call, that you took a proactive approach on setting up some of the different accounts and some of them are going to take some time, yes, but want you to really get in June, because June, I think, is going to be really, really substantial opportunities in the cryptocurrency. So, and we'll talk about that on Saturday. Okay, so next, let's jump into what's in the news. And we got a lot of stuff that's what's in the news, so we're going to jump into it. Today's show is how a war with Russia and China starts the end of America. And that would be the United States, what I call the untied states of America. That's what today's show is going to be about. So that's definitely something if you like to get involved. I can't see the board today. So on Thursdays, I won't be able to see the board anymore because I'm actually out. I'm not in studio. I'm not actually out and about and so for a while I'll be doing this. So on Thursday, if you have a question or comment, just give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and then hit star, and just, you know, while you're there, just say, excuse me, I'll hear you, and then we'll bring you up, because I don't have, can't see the board, so I won't be able to see when you unmute yourself. So if you would do that, we'd greatly appreciate it. Okay, so let's jump into what's in the news. First article that we got posted there. Well, this isn't an article. This is a release, and this comes from the United States Congress. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, before you get started, it looks like you got a caller, 727 area code.
Okay, let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller, 727 area code. What is your name? Where are you calling from? And what is your question or comment?
Hey.
Yes.
Hey, Dave, I was just listening.
Okay. Okay, yeah, if you would, you can, okay, that's fine. Yeah, just put yourself on mute, Russ. How you doing, brother?
How you doing? I hope everybody's good.
Yep, definitely. Hopefully everything is good with you. Catch up with us when you can. Okay.
Okay.
Peace, brother. My man, Russ. Okay, so we're going to jump into what's in the news. And once again, if you have a question or comment, just give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit star, and then because I'm not on the board, if you would just say, excuse me, have a question or would like to make a comment, I will hear you and will give you the floor, okay? All right, so here we go. This comes from the United States Legislators Information, congress.gov. Very, very important one. And this is going to be a part of today's show. And this is H.R. 1644. The 115th Congress from 2017 to 2018. The Korean Interdiction and Modernization of Sanctions Act. And this was passed in the House of Representatives, and I believe is going to be going before the Congress the Senate pretty soon is going to pass there. Very, very important. And then the next article, this one comes from World Beyond Wars. Russia calls a House bill an act of war. Will the Senate block H.R. 1644? So that's what we're going to, some of the things that we're going to be talking to. This is one of the feature ones that we're going to take a look at today. So check out that article. Next one. This one comes from Molding Economy, MoldingEconomy.com. And it is, I can't see it. One second. It is, let me pull it up real quick. Next recession may be a complete reset of all assets and valuation. Very, very great article. We probably will try to touch some of this because it goes hand in hand with everything, and I do definitely think that is going to be the case. So check out that article. Next one, I got this one from Bloomberg. Bitcoin is at risk of no longer being the biggest digital currency. And it says, step aside. It's from Bloomberg. Step aside, Bitcoin. There's another digital token in town that's winning over the hearts and wallets of cryptocurrency enthusiasts across the globe. the value of either the digital currency linked to the Ethernet blockchain could surpass that of Bitcoin by the end of 2018. So this is definitely, this is one of the preferred ones that I prefer of the cryptocurrencies, and very, very important. So check out that article. We will touch on that next week, or maybe even later today. Next article. This one is from Guzmodi.com. This is a huge, very, very important one. My comment on this one, this was huge. And it says, intelligence officers disturbed by Trump's attempt to get world leaders to call his personal cell phone. Donald Trump just wants to be everybody's best bud, and he'd rather they skip the formalities and give him a call on his personal cell phone. For many reasons, this is very worrisome to people who get paid to worry about this sort of thing. I'm going to touch on this a little bit. Very, very important here. And we'll take, let me just give you a synopsis of it all. This is where deals that are unethical or illegal, this is how they get done. And not only that, it's a security violation because that phone is an unsecure line.
David.
Complete unsecure line. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Again, that's how I believe the Chinese found out who the CIA assets were in their government because of Hillary Clinton. And she still don't get it, or she just playing dumb. But I was reading an article. Ron Paul was making some comments, and he said that if Trump doesn't go along with the program, that they may JFK him and what have you. If he doesn't go along with an escalation of war with Russia over Syria and that's possible. So that's what I thought of. I'm not discounting what you thought. What you think is going on, but Trump, I think, they got that man very paranoid right now, and there are a lot of leaks coming out of the intelligence apparatus who's trying to sell this lie that the Russians hacked the election. So I can see why he would not want to use official phones or whatnot, because they probably tapped into those too. So I just think he's real paranoid. Yep. What do you think?
Yeah, no, Scott. We're on the same lines. There's so many variables with this, and I do, you know, one of the things that we talked about last year, I said that he's going to be, in my opinion, the president because he's the perfect person to collapse, to be a part of the collapse economy because he's a bankruptcy specialist, and that they're probably off him, and they're actually preparing everyone for just that. Why? Because remember what happened to JFK? What they said was that there was some turmoil between him and Cuba, and maybe they got involved in the overall. This is huge. So now, what this so-called what they're saying is the illegal tampering or the interjection of Russia into the, that calls for what? That would see, they could use that and say that the Russians got nervous about some things were about to disclose. And so what did they had to do? They had to take out dead men tell no tales. So, man, it's so many ways that this whole thing can go. And by using that, it's just so many ways. By using that that private phone is not, it's an unsecure line that now if things don't, they can use this. This is just another card that's in their arsenal for impeachment. And I do think before the impeachment process will come, there will be a move towards a bigger, much bigger war. And it's multifaceted, because right now his presidency is so embattled. What would be a good distractor to get in a war? Who would that be with? North Korea? Remember when Bush's the first time, the president, the whole thing was in such shambles. What saved it? 9/11. So it's so many ways that this could go, and I'm in agreement with Ron Paul on that, because that's definitely on the table, and that's something that is very, very viable. So, yeah, fully, fully agreed. So check out that article. Next one. This one is the Paris Agreement is set to be discharged. And then Trump did that a couple of hours ago. Next article, got this one from Strategic Culture. Forget discussions about peace and stability. Washington's policy in the South Sea of China is confrontational. So we're definitely going to take a look at that, and that's part of today's show as well. Next one. Hold on. Excuse me, y'all. I got to put these windows up real quick and... Excuse me, starting up this my vehicle because I got to turn this AC on. Okay, next article comes from Reasons.com. The glorious end of the U.S. global supremacy. Man, this is a really, really good article, this one here. So check out that article. Next one is from, Raj posted this one from Reuters. Trump after House panel's subpoena backs effort to probe Obama's administration. Check out that article. Raj posted this one from Business Insider. Bitcoin is taking off after China biggest exchange allow withdrawals. I think we posted that one too. A good article, Raj. I saw that one too from Business Insider. Next article, Raj posted this one from DW.com. Germany, China must expand partnership in time of global uncertainties. Do you see how this is all coming together? Germany, France, and a lot of EU nations will be aligning themselves up with Russia and China. And this overall climate, so-called climate agreement, is one of the things that they will use, and they've already started to use it, as why they need to divest themselves and to sever relationships with the U.S., because the U.S. is no longer a viable ally. Man, this is so huge. Check out that article. Next one, this one comes to Telegraph. Nigel Fergus says, Guardian claims he is a person of interest in the FBI's Donald Trump probe. Check out that article. Next one, this one is from the Telegraph. Coral reef can survive, says scientists, but fast action is needed. Check out the next article. Raj posted this one from Cerebrally Naive Network. CEOs make a final plea to Trump. Don't pull out of the Paris Climate Accord. Well, done deal. Next article, couldn't see that one. Next article Raj posted this from Cerebrally Naive Network. China's currency hits the highest level since Trump election. Next article from Salone, from Raj. Seven reasons parents should care about kids with online privacy. Oh my goodness, so true. So true. This is where the pedophiles love to work. Next article. This is from HWD. Vanity Fair. Raj posted this one. The most cursed hit movie ever made. Check out that article. Raj posted there. Next one is from Inc.com. This habit makes your brain literally eat itself. But the fix is easy. Check out that that article. Next article from Scientist Alert. Raj posted this one. The world's most powerful X-ray laser just gave rise to a molecule black hole, a molecule black hole. Check out that article. Next one and we won't be able to go through them all. Rod's got a lot of good ones here. Next article is going to go from, this one is from the New York Times. Rod's posted this one. Vladimir Putin hints at Russia's role in hacking of the U.S. Election. Next article, this one comes from the Telegraph. Rice put this one. The U.S. plummeted down global peace rankings due to political instability. This all has to do with today's show. So important. So let me just I don't think I'm going to be able to get through all of this. Next, another good article. All right, Rice posted this. Seeking Alpha Cure. Pharmaceutical and oops, initiate cancer cannabis study. Man, you don't want them into anything at all, because they're going to only make it synthetic and make it just totally obliterate its overall natural God-given or great creator-given talent. So that's what's in the news. Let me see some of the things I can't see at all. So check out what's in the news. We got a lot of good stuff here. Ryan's posted a lot of good stuff. Won't be able to go through it all. And because I'm not, my format doesn't work well here. Where I am, it took me a while to pull it up, but check out what's in the news. Great stuff there. Thanks, Roz, for posting a lot of that great stuff, and for all of you, Strategic Melon, thank you for the comment, and we all appreciate you. And so if you'd like to get in on today's show, you have any questions or comments, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. So today's show is how a war with Russia and China starts the end of America. So, oops. So that is today's show. Very, very important. If you have any questions or comments about that, you can easily give us a call. Would love to hear from you. A monologue is one thing, but a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. So jump in at any time. Okay, so we're going to jump into, and when you do call in, hit star and just say, excuse me, because I won't be able to see the board. All right, so we want to jump into something very, very, very interesting. There's an article I'm going to pull up real quickly. Pull this up really quick. That was from worldbeyondwar.org. And Russia calls the House bill an act of war. Will the Senate block H.R. 1644? Very, very important for you to know. Let's jump into this and have discussions, have comments or questions about this and the importance of it. So don't be shy, don't be bashful. Your voice matters, and it could help so many, many, many people, because what you think and what you do, not only is for your benefit, it could be for the benefit of many. And we need to really start caring about as many people as we possibly can that resonate the same way that we do, because then it's so beneficial, the fortune that comes along with it. You know, it's the universe doesn't work solely for the benefit of one planet, one living species. And then what happens, especially as humans, we've been taught to be in it just for us, and we don't have any real care for anything else around us, and that is anti-universe. And wonder why the energy around us becomes septic. So let's change that. All right, so let's jump into this article. This is an article, we posted it there, and here it is. Top Russian officials are concerned that a bill passed by the U.S. Congress will do more than increase sanctions on North Korea. Moscow claims H.R. 1644 violates its sovereignty and constitutes an act of war. Now, this is from top Russian officials. And top Russian officials don't speak this way without verification of pretty much all of the Russian government. And this is critical because they said that this violates its sovereignty and constitutes an act of war. Meaning, if this passes and if this is implemented, Russia will declare it as an act of war and for all intents and purposes, declare war on the United States. Here's why. On May the 4th, 2017, House Resolution 1644, the innocently named Korean Interdiction and Modernization of Sanctions Act was quickly passed by the U.S. House of Representatives by a vote of 419-1. 419 yes, one abstain, one no vote. And it was just as quickly labeled an act of war by a top Russian official. Move this down real quickly. Why was Kostanian Koshevik of the Russian Senate Foreign Relations Committee so alarmed about a law aimed at North Korea? After all, there had been no blistering partisan debate preceding the vote. Instead, the bill was handed under a suspicious of the rules procedures usually applied to non-conventional legislations, and it passed with only one no vote cast by Republican Thomas Massey of Kentucky. So what does H.R. 1644 call for? If enacted, the bill would amend the North Korean Sanctioning and Policy Enhancement Act of 2016 to include the president's power to impose sanctions on anyone in violation of certain United Nations Security Council resolutions regarding North Korea. Specifically, it would allow for the expanding sanctions to punish North Korea for its nuclear weapons program by targeting overseas individuals by targeting overseas individuals who employ North Korea's slave labor, requiring the administration to determine whether North Korea was a state sponsor of terrorism, and most critically, authorizing a crackdown on North Korea's use of international transit ports. So, mighty funny, a lot of the things that's in here the U.S. has been doing since its inception as a corporation. But here's the significant parts of this. This is way beyond what it says it is. But one good thing is that it gives you some form of an idea of possibly when the U.S. could take action against North Korea. Could be before this passes the Senate. Like I said, before it passes the Senate. Hasn't passed the Senate as yet, but it will pass. It will definitely pass. Because that's what mainstream media, and that's what the corporations, and that's what the overall system wants. And it will get just that. Here's why you should be concerned about this, and you should know. I'm going to pick it back up from here. H.R. 1644 targets foreign ports and air terminals, what caught the eye of the Russian critics was Section 104, the part of the bill that presumes to grant the U.S. inspection authorities over shipping ports and major airports far beyond the Korean Peninsula, specifically ports in China, Russia, Syria, and Iran. The bill identifies more than 20 foreign targets, including two ports in China, Dandong and Dalian, and other ports in the People's Republic of China that the president deemed appropriate. 10 ports in Iran. And all of the 10 ports are listed there. And they are, I'm not even going to try to, let's try. Abadan, Banda, Ibasa. I'm not going to try that one. It's 10 of them. All right. So it goes on. Four facilities in Syria. One of them is where the port is, where the Russian port is. And, well, excuse me, the one where the Russian naval port is, where the Russian Navy has and is one of its only ports outside of Russia. When Russia doesn't have a lot of naval shipyards and ports outside of Russia, but this is one of the only ones that it has, and that's on this list. Continues on. And three ports in Russia. Under the proposed law, the U.S. Security of the U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security could use National Targeting Center automated targeting system to search any ship, plane that has entered the territorial waters or airspace of North Korea, or land in any of the seaports or airports of North Korea. Any vessel, aircraft, or vehicle found in violation of the U.S. law will be subject to seizure and forfeiture. The House bill raised a red flag to Russia. Did you hear what this is all about? This is what is so concerning about it, is that they're going to try to pass this. And where did you see this before? You saw this in Iraq. You saw this in Libya. You see this now in so many different places. You saw it in Afghanistan. You saw it under all the pretenses of falsehoods. They've overexpanded everything. Now, why is this so important and crucial? Because what do you think that they're doing? They're going to be trying to seize critical infrastructure and assets, particularly from Iran. The one thing that they're going to do is they're going to try to stop Iran from transporting oil anywhere in the world to Europe and everywhere else, so that everyone will stay on the petrodollar system. And this is where they're going to defend the petrodollar system with your children's lives. Because Russia, China, Iran, Syria, and North Korea itself is not going to go along with this without a military confrontation. This is an act of war. This is how wars are declared nowadays. Is by you trying to overextend and you seizing and going to asset forfeiture, just like they do here. They seize and have asset forfeiture of your life. This is how these corporations rule you individually, because they come about, they've legislated asset forfeiture and seizures. This is not going to go well. And I wouldn't be surprised that when this does pass, and when it's signed by the celebrity figurehead Trump, This is going to have so many tentacles. I wouldn't be surprised if there is a preemptive strike on the U.S. before that happens. This is the same thing, same ideology that was used to get Japan to attack Pearl Harbor. Because right now, China, Russia, Syria, and particularly Iran is not going along with the economic program of the United States. So what are they going to try to do? This is an embargo. That's what this is. But it's worse than an embargo because it's seizing by way of seizure and asset forfeiture. Meaning, they take it and they don't give it back. They make what they find their booty, their treasure. This, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be a complete disaster for those that are not prepared and unaware. Because the ramifications of this will not escape anyone. Will not escape anyone. I just want it to be where we understand that these is coming and we appropriately position ourselves so we won't be as adversely affected by it. The article continues. I hope this bill will never be implemented. The Russian told Sputnik News. Because if it is implemented, envision a scenario of power with force inspection of all vessels by U.S. warships. Such a power scenario is beyond comprehension because it means a declaration of war. Russia officials were understandably outraged by Congress in previous move to extend the U.S. military's authority to include surveillance of sovereign ports in Russia, Far East, Russia upper house heated. Russia's upper house heatedly noted that such actions constitutes a violation of international law that was a tantamount to a declaration of war. No country in the world and no international organization has the authority the United States has to monitor and implement any such resolution of the U.S. Security Council, the Russian officials observed. He accused Washington of attempting to affirm the supremacy of its own legislatures over international law, an example of the U.S. exceptionalism that he claims constitutes the main problem of present-day international relationships, ladies and gentlemen. Do you see what they're all saying? And they're going to get the overall blessing of the rest of the world. This is the purge where they will call the U.S. into the tribunal courts of the world and find them guilty. And when they find them guilty, it is going to be where they are going to invoke global war against them. This is huge. You can't say that enough. Goes on. But let me go back a little bit. Key points in parts. And this is why we must know these things, because they get past us, because this is not being reported in mainstream media. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is a conspiracy. This is how you declare war in the 21st century. Just imagine, they're going to try to use the Navy. This is why they're moving all of this into, but here's the key things. They're using the Korean Peninsula as the excuse, plausible deniability, to stop the movement of goods from the South Sea of China, trade routes to the rest of the world. Because what are they going to do? They're going to make them pay taxes to the U.S. first in order for that to go through, in order for that vessel and vehicle to go through. and they're going to use it under the auspice of we're checking for terrorism. That was a lie then, it's a lie now, and it's going to be a lie that's going to destroy so many young people's lives. Because they're going to be pledging and aligning themselves to a malevolent agenda that is murderous at best, demonic at the core. This isn't something that is being proposed. This isn't something that is being thought about. This is something that won 419 yeses to one no. Doesn't matter if Trump is a celebrity figurehead president or not. He's not going to do anything for you. Nor did Obama do anything for you. The White House does nothing for you. It is nothing more than a statutory symbol of the control. You must care about not the White House. You should be caring about your house. And you can't put your head in the sand on this type of stuff. Because when this stuff happens, the energy and the decision and the free will of these individuals, by executing their free will, it will be the execution of lives here and throughout the globe. Their free will be assured because they control assets. Because they control assets, they don't need you. They use you. And this is how they use you as pawns. This is how they use as cattle. This is how they use us as the everyday people, but through the lies, manipulation, and the sacrifices that they use to uphold their system of control. So this is purposely for multifaceted things here. Number one, to cut off the South Sea of China. Number two, to cut off Iran. One has to do with the reserve currency. That would be the South Sea of China. The other has to do with the petrodollar. That would be Iran and Syria. It's a done deal. They're going to pass this thing. And then they're going to try to enforce it, knowing that it's going to get into a war. And then what they're going to do is do, and this is what I anticipate, either in the South Sea of China or over in the Persian Gulf or in the Strait of Hormuz, there is going to be a naval vessel that will be sunk to the bottom of the sea. And then they will galvanize this whole country to say we've been attacked. Just like they did in World War II. And the bad thing about it, the fluoride-induced people of this nation will buy it hook, line, and sinker. They're not prepared for it. And they have blind faith. And then the genocide of the past and the present will begin to make a more concerted effort into the future. This is real. So the article continues. In my opinion, that's what this is really aiming at. That's the true intentions of this. Because even if it's not, here's the truth. That's what the hell it will do. You're going to try to stop vessels, airplanes. How are you going to stop an airplane? You're going to force its landing somewhere else and seize its overall, the plane. That's what actually China has done to the U.S. before in the past. That's the only way that you can enforce that, is that you have to enforce this by force. I mean, you have to enforce this by military force. They're going to be bringing planes down, force landing them at a strategic location, and then seizing the overall plane and the cargo, and then invoking asset forfeiture where they keep it. They're going to be doing the same thing. And what are they going to be doing that with? They're going to be doing that over in the South Sea of China for goods, ships, which is a multi-trillion dollar trade route. That will be able to, for them to do what? Tax nations and sustain their overall economy. Without it, this tells you the U.S. economy is already done. And they're going to invoke this very soon because they don't, the debt has reached a point to where they have to subsidize it by other means and by other methods because the rest of the world is walking away. And then in the South, and then in the Persian Gulf, they're going to try to be seizing the super tankers, the oil super tankers, seizing that oil. And then what are they going to do with that seized oil? They're going to sell it on the black market, the way that they've been selling it. Where's ISIS, whatever they call it, getting all of their oil from? Being seized oil, ladies and gentlemen. How they're funding themselves. This is going to be pretty darn bad. Pretty darn bad. So let's continue with this article. Then we're going to take a look at this bill itself. The article continues on. Okay, so let me pick it up right here. Upper House colleague Alex Pushnikko underscored this concern. It is absolutely unclear how the bill will be implemented. It's very easy how this bill will be implemented. It's going to be by military force. To control Russia's port, the U.S. will have to introduce a blockade and inspect all ships, which amounts to an act of war. Pushnikov argued that the lopsided 419-1 votes indicates that the nature of the legal and political culture of the U.S. Congress. Let me just stop real quick here, man. This is how in the world is this going to be enforced? And it's already passed the House of Representatives, basically by every single House of Representatives. Only one said no. Only one said no. Do you blame Russia for trying to intervene or to involve themselves in any form of U.S. affairs? Yes. Why? Because just from the standpoint, even though we all know that they are all in cahoots together, but just from the standpoint that they have to do it because of what? Their overall survivability, sovereignty depends on it. If they don't influence, this is what happens. So now, all of this is going to start to come together in so many vast ways. This is going to be where not only will this hurt China, not only will this hurt Russia, Syria, and Iran, it's going to hurt the European Union. It's going to hurt Germany. It's going to hurt France. They're already talking about sanctioning or limiting Germany's or even not allowing Germany to bring vehicles to the United States anymore. Last week. This is a move of the Protect America First policy. That celebrity figurehead Trump, he makes no decision. He's no different than Obama or any of them other ones. Today's, what was said to the average American, they would say, yeah, that's what we need, not knowing what is really going on. So blind because you're so caught up. We're so caught up in a two-party system that destroys us. I like to call it the two-party system of the poison in the water. They're both something that you take to your own demise. That's what's happening here. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, get ready to go to a commercial break. Scotty, ready for a commercial break. Give me just like 20 seconds more, a little bit longer, and then we'll come back. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star, and won't see you in queue. Hit star, and just say excuse me, and we will definitely bring you up. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
The digital radio platform Black Talk Radio Network, the first such platform created to serve the black community specifically. Black Talk Radio Network has grown with a variety of radio hosts, digital radio stations, and podcasters. Web analytics say Black Talk Radio, the platform, has an online reach that ranks it among the top independent black media platforms in the world. All of this is possible because of financial contributions to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. If you love the work we do and the voices and perspectives we bring to you every day, make a donation today to ensure that Black Talk Radio is here in the future. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. And very, very important stuff. So don't hesitate. Give us a call. And we'll greatly appreciate some of your thoughts, some of your comments. What do you think about this? How do you think that this could, were you aware of this? And, you know, just from your perspective, what does this mean? How would you prepare around this? And what do you think the end result is? And from my opinion of the end result is that the untied states of America is rapidly approaching. And it is, that is the purpose, because that's going to give so much more leverage to those that untie the U.S. So that is, you know, where we are. And that means that there's going to be some adversities. For those that don't know, it's going to catch them completely off guard. And they won't see it coming, and they won't know what to do as things start to unfold. They'll have to learn. They'll have to be learned fast. So, but what we want is for you to be in a position of advantage to where this will not adversely affect you as much as it otherwise would have if you didn't know. So this is why we do what we do. It's so important that we engage with one another to ensure that the best opportunity that will be afforded will at least make its presence and make itself available to us as individuals, us as family people, and us as a community. And because this is very, very real. So I want to get back to, I think I messed up here. Okay. I want to get back to this article that we're reading. And what you're really seeing is this is how everything is unfolding and untying itself. This is why you're starting to see all of the other countries go in the directions that they're going, because they're going to be able to substantiate and validate to say, see, this is why we need to get rid of this rogue country known as the United States government, and then bring its overall government into submission. And then once they do that, ladies and gentlemen, they're going to seize the assets that the United States had. The United States had, and what did Trump say? The Americans, America didn't know that it had such great wealth as it had. They didn't know it at first. It's a very, very wealthy nation. In actuality, that is very true. And it's a lot of assets that are here that will be, that are valuable to the overall system to maintain control over those assets. And this is what they do. They make a cyclical revolving position of hierarchy, a caste system, and the only thing that they do is replace the top with the bottom and the bottom with the top, so that the people that are within this caste system don't even realize that they're being used. And what do? They do it over centuries, so that people will be born under one system and they'll die under one system. So that's the only thing that they'll ever know. Every once in a while, there's a transition period, as we're in now. And for many, all of us that are here now were born under where the U.S. was the superpower, or one of the superpowers, or the lone superpower. And once you get to be the lone superpower, that means that your days at being at the top are numbered. And this is going to have such a dramatic effect on the quality of life and standard of living of people here, to where they will change their energy and resonate in a far different way. It could be for the better, or it could be for the much, much worse. And most people will go to the worst side because fear will supersede their overall moral convictions. It's the easiest path that's been laid. It's the path of least resistance. It is the proven path of the lazy. That's what is going to be, in my opinion, brought to everyone here. And we just don't want you to be caught off guard by this. This is not something that I made up. Black Talk Radio Network didn't make this up. You didn't make this up. The system has decided to make it up because it can. It has the same power and abilities that you have. The key is they understand the importance of the power that they have, never to surrender it, but they take the approach never to surrender it, but to seize it and have asset forfeiture of it to your advantage. And how do you do that? You school people into subjugation. So I'm going to pick this article back up, but if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit **. I won't see you in queue. If you hit **, unmute yourself and just say, excuse me, can't see you, and then we'll go right to you if you have a question or comment, and we'll go from there. Okay, the article goes on. We pick this back up. Uh-oh, I lost my place. Here we go. Okay, here we go. One second. Okay, here we go. I went too far down here. Okay, here we go. Now, serious here. I got it now. Okay, Russia's challenges the U.S. exceptionalism. And let me put that to you, make America first. That's the way it should be. Russia challenges the U.S. policy to make America first. and make, well, excuse me, let me put it this way. Russia, I would write it as Russia challenges the U.S. exceptionalism of making America first and making America great again. What made America great again is the stealing of energy. It's the stealing, it's the seizure, the asset forfeiture of the past that made the corporation of the United States the significant corporation that it was. And I didn't make a mistake when I said was. We're seeing the demise of it now. But it's not going to be replaced with something better. It's going to be, it is going to be told to have a seat. Until the appropriate time later in the future, then it will reintroduce itself as a superpower once again. But believe me, that is hundreds of years down the line. The system has a 2 million year plan. Most folks have 2 week plans. So it goes on. Russia now fears that the United States Senate may be similarly inclined. According to Sputnik News, the Surveillance and Interdiction Amendment is due to be approved by the Senate and then signed by the U.S. President, celebrity figurehead Donald Trump. Andrea Kruspa, the first deputy head of the Defense Committee in Russia, lower house. Move this down. Greeted news of the U.S. move with a mixture of disbelief and indignation. Why on earth did America assume this responsibility? Who gave it such power to control the seaports of our country? Neither Russia nor the international organizations asked Washington to do so. No one can only answer that. Any unfriendly step by the U.S. administration against Russia and our allies will receive a systematic, adequately response. In any case, no American ship will enter our waters. Our armed forces and our fleet have every means to severely punish those who dare to enter our territorial waters. And notice they said their allies as well. Who are their allies? Their allies are North Korea because of its close proximity to Russia. It borders Russia. Russia has to defend North Korea. China, Syria, Iran, all of the nations named here, and of course Russia itself. Either way it goes, this war has already been decided to happen. Now your response to it is going to be critical. The article goes on. Kruspa suggests that Washington's saber rattling with another sign that the U.S. has no interest in accommodating other members of the world community except rivals like China and Russia. They are heavyweights, which in principle do not fit into the U.S. overall concept on governing and ruling the world. The whole world. Vladimir Barneva, a Russian ferry line operator whose vessel plies the waters between Vladivostok and the North Korean port Ryjin, told Sputnik News that the U.S. physically cannot control Russian ports. You have to visit the port authority, demand documents, that sort of thing. This is essentially a bluff by the U.S. in an attempt to show that it controls the world. I would say that this is not going to be a bluff. They are going to try to strategically implement this. They're not going to try to control all of the ports in Russia. They're going to just try to control a small area a bottlenecking. They're going to try to control the goods that leave out of the south, out by the goods that traverse the South Sea of China waterways, and the overall oil that moves out of Iran, because Iran has created deals where they no longer get paid, or no longer have to pay or get paid in U.S. dollars. They trade their oil within with the overall currency or goods from the respective nation that they are sending their oil to in a medium of exchange. They're not going to try to control all of the ports. They're going to impede, seize, and have asset forfeiture of specific vessels, which is still an act of war. Yes, they will try to invade different ports of North Korea. They will do that. They will invoke this and try to invoke this in Syria. They're already on the ground in Syria. This is just going to be an expansive move into the overall gas pipeline vital ways, the natural gas pipeline access ways that are going to be established, that come out of Syria and go into Iran and Iraq. It will be strategical. The article goes on. This is not a bluff. Totally disagree with that. This is not a bluff. This is a move of survival. The U.S. is broke. It has to do this now. And it has to be where we are going to make America great and America first, meaning we're going to take everything from the rest of the world for our overall benefit, because the debt is just that large. The debt default is just that large. They can't pay it back. So if they can't pay it back, they have to kill the lender. Article goes on. Uh-oh, lost my place real quickly. Okay, article goes on. Alexandria Letchkin, a professor at Valmisco State University of Economics and Services, was similarly skeptical. How could the U.S. control our ports operations? It might have been possible if the U.S. posed a percentage of the port's equities, but as far as a typical economist, but as far as I know, all of the shareholders are Russian. It is essentially a political move by the U.S. The Americans don't have any legal or economic base for controlling our ports. No, not at all. This doesn't even need to be questioned. This just needs to be answered as saying, try this crap and it means war. That's the only thing that needs to be said. And that's what has been said by the Russians, but some of this is why the economists and the boat operators was basically trying to rationalize how would they do it. It's going to be done strategically, and they actually can do it. They're moving the assets into place to do it, and they will try it, and they will do it, and then that's where it is going to turn into a war. Those individuals aren't looking at this correctly. This is how you get into war with Russia and China, and you lose the whole country. No other way around it. That is the absolute truth.
Excuse me, Brother Dave.
I think we got it. Yeah. Go ahead, Brother Mel. Go ahead.
What's happening? How you doing?
What's up, brother? How you feeling?
I'm good. I just had a quick question. Like with the so-called like top 10 allies of the United States, like if you go down the top 10, you can check like maybe 7 of them off, like the Philippines, Germany, France, Mexico, South Korea eventually, and you might have Israel left, maybe Australia, but at what point?
Not Australia.
Not Australia either, huh?
Not Australia.
It'll just be Israel, but at what point is Israel going to tuck their tail and or have they already begun to?
Great point. This is what I think. Israel will go down with the U.S. as well. Israel will be untied as well. Israel will be untied as well. Because Israel has to align itself with the U.S. Has to.
But at some point, their geographical... But their geographic location, they're gonna have to come to their senses and say, sorry, U.S., man, we loved you, but do you agree?
You hit the nail on the head. Because of their geographical location, they're tied to the U.S. dollar, to the U.S. Without the U.S., they don't exist.
Hello.
Yes. They don't exist, yeah. Mel.
Thanks for taking my call, brother.
Oh, yeah. Great points. And I'm glad you ran down. One second, Brother Bragg. I'm glad you ran down the list of the allies because you did it very... that was key. Canada was one that, we could have put on that list, and that list will be... Canada will be going with everybody else. The UK will be going with everybody else. Israel is his only ally because Israel has to do it. They're tied to the U.S. completely. So great call. Great point, Mel. Appreciate you, brother. Brother Brad, go ahead.
Hey, just in my interpretation, I could be way off base, but I look at it like Great Britain, Australia, Canada, France, Israel, America, all of these nations are one and the same. They're all going to different names. But if you follow them back to their lineage where they come from, they're all Europeans. All of these people, and they're the same people. Whether they be is German, Jewish, French, they're all the same people. Now remember this now, because I got to make this quite clear. Initially, or from the beginning, all those names that I called out, they start off being melanated people. But as they got wiped out, or they'll call it assimilated, but go do the work. I did the research. You do it because it's fascinating. Once they come in, they overrun you. They take on your culture and take on your name.
Yep. And then they indoctrinate you to their agenda.
Pen is mightier than the sword. That's how they end up conquering the world, with the pen, by being able to write the script, whether it be writing the history of nations or writing the education for all nations. They didn't defeat a lot in America. Personally, in America, if you really check the history, they didn't beat the indigenous people of America.
They educated them.
Not with the pen. No, they paper genocided them. They wrote them out of history. Remember this. If you look into the Moors, this is why the Moors are so important. And if you look into the Moors brought everything to the world. All education, mining, whether it be the gaiters that you wear, that's from the Moors. The fabrics that you wear, that's from the Moors. These Moors are so tough. These Moors you had Moors, and then you had some of the Moors were Jewish, so they were Jacobian. So you got to remember that too. Initially, these were the original people. These were the people that they modeled everything after. They destroyed these people. They took their culture. They took their name. Talk about culture band. I'm telling you what a culture band it is. You're looking at, look, it's right in front of you. And well, it's not right in front of you. That's why they don't tell you about the Moors. But once you get to digging, it'll blow your wig back, because they went around the world doing the same thing. Even the Aryans. Arianus was a man of color. How did Arianus get to be the Aryan nation that's against people of color? All of this stuff, man. Fascinating stuff.
Yep.
I'm stopped because I'm ranting. I don't want to rant, Dave.
No, you're not ranting. No, you're not ranting, Brother Braggs. This is so true. And like you said, with the pen, they were able to control the free will of people because they schooled them, they indoctrinated them, then they made them subjugated. They subjugated them. It's so true. It's so true.
Something else that'll blow your mind. Some of your religious books that you read, the same people who published those religious books, they published pornography and whatnot. That blew my mind. So do the research. Just like you find some religious institution owns gun manufacturers and bomb manufacturers. Man, do the research. Look, here I go again. Everything is a corporation. Everything is commerce. Commerce within commerce. You may not think it, but when you really pay attention, because see, all of this stuff is right in front of us. This is what makes it so mind-boggling to me. Because I walked around, I'm a pretty sharp guy, I always thought. But until I became conscious of being conscious of just what I'm looking at, things is being popped in front of my eyes all the time. You see it all the time. Your subconscious gets it, but you don't get it. But once you slow the frames down and take a look at it and then think about it, once you think about it, because see, everything starts with that thought. Things pass you by, but when you stop it, freeze frame and think about it, then you start seeing things. See how things are working all around.
And it's really, challenging question.
Just imagine, how can you not know about the Moors, though? Just think about what I'm saying, Dave. Now, you know about the Moors, but it's brothers in America calling themselves the Moors. But when you do the research, the Moors are so deep in history and everything. You gotta wonder how did the Moors end up being the armies for some of these mass murdering Europeans? Did they raise their kids up from conscript? Because that's what they did too. Remember, this European, he's a weird bird. This English, this Albion. This is a weird bird. He'll take your children and he'll raise your children as his army. And they did that. Look, the same thing. You go to Saudi Arabia, the French and the Germans created Saudi Arabia. That infrastructure was all black Arabs. These boys came in and usurped. Do the research. I'm saying all this stuff is fascinating. Because
remember,
I keep telling you, at the bottom of everything, I keep telling you, we were running this world until 1776. A takeover is 1776. That's when they got the... Now, 1492 started it, and 1776 was the takeover of the New World Order, where they took control from the man of color all around the world. Remember, they went all through Hawaii taking shit, taking people's stuff. People of color, all through the Melanated Islands, Hawaii, America, South America, Brazil. They went everywhere taking, wherever you were. Now remember this. They was following these Moors. The Moors had this great, great, great wealth. Remember, Mansa Musa showed the hand about this wealth when he went across the world doing this gold. And
destabilizing the economy. Yep, destabilized the global economy.
This is what put the popery on their trail. When they felt like, what? They got this kind of wealth? Now, remember, in Egypt, when I... Now, let's go back to these Moors again. Let's go to these to Hannibal and his father. You know what I'm saying? Hannibal Barker. Let's go to these boys. They had been keeping them Europeans landlocked at bay for... Man, this was their job. His father first, and then him. He got betrayed by his generals. They didn't cover his flank. They couldn't beat this guy.
Nope.
This is some more Moors, Iberians, Phoenicians, Assyrians, Persians. These people used to look like you and I. Look, that's why I don't know if you ever heard me call over there what they call in the Middle East the land of bastards, because none of those people are from there. Those people are the children of rape and conquest. They're not the indigenous. Or I should say the Alashatan. When I say Alashatan, that's people that's from that land. Every land had people that was from that land, like you and I are the copper color people of this land. Now, this is just an old man rant. You don't got to believe nothing that I say. Do your research. Do your research, and your research will tell you standing in the middle of Egypt. Blow your mind back. Egypt is all around you. So who are you? If all your ancestors, and this is where you're from, who are you? And you're in the middle of Egypt. Just ask yourself that question. But they don't want you to think that way. They want you to point to Africa. But I'm telling you, there was Upper Africa and Lower, I mean, Upper Egypt and Lower Egypt. And I'm telling you, the Indians and the Egyptians, they're the same people. Now, I'm not going with no Hebrew Israelite. I'm not going, it's a bunch of stuff I'm not going with. You know, I go with out of your time, you know, but I don't go with nobody who helped murder people that look like me for Europeans. Can't go with that. Can't go with that. I just can't do that.
Yep.
My ancestors won't let me roll that way. They wouldn't leave me with such great responsibility that they do to give me information that I can roll like I roll. So until I know better.
Hold on, Brother Bragg. Hold on, Brother Bragg, because I don't want you to break. We got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Hold on. I think we got another caller. I thought I heard Hassan is there. And we'll come back. But we're going to come back to you, Brother Bragg. Got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Listen, everyone, you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, and when you call in, I can't see the board, so just say, excuse me, and I'll know that you're there, and we'll come right to you. We got Brother Braggs. We're going to come back to him. Then I think we got Hassan. Thought I heard Hassan in the background. We'll go to him right after Brother Braggs. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio is your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star and say, excuse me, because I can't see the board. We're going to go back to Brother Braggs. Now, I'm almost positive that Hassan is there. We'll go to him after Brother Bragg. If you'd like to get in on a conversation, got a question, a comment, let it be known. Let's have a dialogue about it. So, Brother Bragg, if you will pick up where you left off, brother, the floor is yours.
Just thinking about those Moors, man. Nobody knows about the Moors, but the Moors are most important in world history. How can nobody know about the Moors? How can the whitewash be so thorough here in America? Now, seeing Europe overseas, they know who the Moors are.
Brother
when
Braggs.
I tell you that you got one set of people that the stewards for one, they're Moorish kings, and you got the other King James and his people, they Jacobian kings. These are all melanated people.
Then
if you go to the Byzantine Empire, you got a whole. I'm sorry. Yes, sir. Go ahead, Scotty. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry, bro. I want to ask you this question, though, because this has come up with some other people in the past, though. Now, I know about the Moors and their, quote-unquote, great accomplishments and talking about, you know, people say they brought enlightenment to Europe and brought them out of the Dark Ages when, you know, just really, you know, showed them a whole lot of stuff, man. But if do we really want to take credit for that as melanated people? Because then that means we taking credit for all the slavery, all the genocide, all the land theft that their students
But look, that's what I say. I say be careful what you claiming now. I keep telling you until you know better. Because look, remember this. They followed the Moors from Europe into America. That's where this Columbus and all this comes from. This comes from whatever dealings the Moors had with the Europeans. They showed them so much that they wanted it. So then there was a whole other great civilization here that they won't even tell you about. That they talk about Venice and the cities made of rivers, and that was here in America.
The Mississippian culture
came out of Europe and came here and destroyed great civilizations They don't tell you that, that this was the Holy Land of Christopher Columbus. Go to Christopher Columbus' diaries. They came to the Holy, and all of those Italian, Spanish, conquistador, Jesuit conquerors who worked for Isabella and Ferdinand, these boys, they knew this was the Holy Land. Look, the popery sent these boys, the crusade was no more than, and remember, the papal bull, Dumb Divers, opened all of this up on every melanated person on the face of the earth in forever and ever, and that papal bull is still working right now. So when I tell you about this old history, if you pull this old history up, this old history is prevalent right now. These scholastical laws and rules that come from the church. Remember this, the Roman Catholic Church and the British Crown ruled this world. Now, I don't know what you believe. You ain't got to believe me, but do a little bit of digging. I don't even know if I should expound any more on that, because we go into court systems and all that, and I really don't want to really get into that, because that's going, you know, man. Slow down, Joe. Hold him up. Put the brakes on. Rolling too fast. Forgive me. Peace.
No, Brother Bragg, I definitely appreciate it, because it's always been some, you know, some of the things that we talk about, and I always talk about it in an indirect way for a lot of reasons, and some of the reasons you know, because of what Scotty brought up, which and what we've had in conversation is some of the history that becomes problematic. There's some real truths, and if you look at history now, they're trying to right away saying that the Egyptians had more European than African in them. Well, that's because, you know, all of history is one of the things, the tricks that this system does, is that they write history. As Churchill said, history will be kind to England because England will write it. I don't care what their scientists say. I don't care what that's, because throughout history,
only Baptists in
right.
Egypt. There's no Egyptians in Egypt. The Egyptians are here. Just Upper and Lower Egypt. You in yep. Egypt right now. All you got to do is do the research. It'll blow your wig back. You stand, and guess what? All your ancestors that they call an Indian or Egyptian, I say Indian or Egyptian, that's how I phrase it. And this is the last thing they want you melanated people here in the Americas to know, that you're the sacred ancient people that they always talk about. That's relative to the people that went down in Atlantis. That's relative to the people that from Lemuria. That's the ancient ones. That's where you and I come from. Orichitans. That's what makes us Orichitans. They don't want you to know that. They don't even want you to. The things I'm uttering into the atmosphere. Hey, I'm just a. Hey, I'm just a brother. Yeah. But I'm here to make you think. And guess what? I just planted them seeds, so you're going to be thinking now. And they thinking too, because now you know.
Right. And so, you know, you think about it. Let's end it here. Atlantis is in the Atlantic. It's in the Atlantic. It's here. It's always been here. So true. So
Stepping stones all the way
through
the
true.
This is right through the islands where your people come from. Your people in Luba. Look, when they be talking all that trash, your people, we always been here. Look, the African and us, we brothers. That's our people. We all the same people. You see, and look, back to something I always talk about, the Tower of Babel. Think about what I'm saying. A strong, great people that was a god on the face of the earth. Somebody came and confounded them and
right.
sent them into. Just think what I'm saying. Man,
yeah.
what are they talking about?
Yeah, and this is how you do it, is you have to reschool and re-indoctrinate people to give idol worship to something that is not that is not the great creator. It has to be given, energy has to be getting into something that was created by man, a deception and a lie. So hold on, Brother Bragg. There's another caller I think we have in queue. Hassan, is that you?
Yeah, that's me, man.
Okay, go ahead. Hassan, I know you wanted to elaborate or to make comment. And we heard you in the background.
Oh, you can hear me now?
Joyfully sharing with Brother Bragg. But go ahead, brother.
I don't even know where to start, man. I only clicked on.
Yeah, I know.
Crazy old man. You know,
I only clicked on. I only clicked on to respond to what Roz was saying about Israel, and I was gonna be done with it, man. Yeah, I don't even know where to start now. That was Mel. I literally had just came on the call right when he started talking. But I mean, as far as that, what he said, I mean, Brother Black's already covered it. But to expand on that, it's they can't like you said, they can't not align themselves with the U.S. The U.S. and other European powers place them there. Like, that's their whole entire power is coming from being
1948. Like
They was put there to be in everybody's business over there and stir everything up so they could fulfill the prophecies the way that they wrote them out. No ETC or whatever. But, so they can't. Like, that's like saying, if a war goes down, that's like saying, don't you think New York is going to tell the United States they don't want to? They can't. It's all the same people. It's the same, same everything. So they can't. It doesn't matter how deep everything is getting. That don't matter. Without the U.S., they don't even have the power that they have. So, it's impossible.
Right.
So, remember this war y'all was talking about? Albert Pike predicted this World War III. Remember this now. We're talking about a dead white man that's been dead a long time predicted this World War III. So just think about the planning that this takes to carry that forth to now. I just want y'all to just tunnel vision with me. Let's travel through time. So now, he predicted that back then because he couldn't know it was going to happen, but they're carrying it out now. So there's got to be a organization.
He said the West will be at war with the West will be at war with the Muslims in 17 something or 18 something. I forgot.
Now we got to go see who created each religion. Now that's where we got to go back and see who created each religion, because we want to get to the shadow people who pull strings, who send fanaticals out to do things. And maybe I'm going too far to see.
No, you're not, Brother Brad. I'm going to tell you why it's so important. Because until we challenge, until we question...
You have proxy armies. Proxy armies. People have proxy armies. They don't even know that they're armies, but their armies, the causes that other people further... For instance, we got mad rich people that's playing a game with this race thing. Race is a joke. You got people that vote against their own interests in the name of race, and then they get played on national scale. Now they want to be mad at people who had nothing to do with it instead of striking out at the people who jacked them. But see, that's the program. You feel what I'm saying? And it's all programming. And it's all proxy. And you got that. My whole thing is telling you to be conscious of being conscious. So you know where you are. And first of all, you got to know yourself from within so you can come without. Because you can't. Everything outside of you is foreign to you. It's got to come from within. If you roll like that, you'll be fine. If you roll any other way, you may get played like these people just got played. Now, all over America, we got crazy things going on. People are lashing out at people that they don't know on this race bait. All the people who manufacture this shit, they sitting up in their glass towers. They safe as they can be.
Family show, family
people
show.
I say they safe as they can be. That's all I said. I say they safe as they can be. And... regular Joe Blow got to just stop a minute and think. You know what I'm saying? Why?
Very true. And
I got a grandson that's a young whippersnapper, and this is how I got to go with him. To see, I'm watching young men self-destruct because they don't get the construct of what's going on all around. See, that's how we got to come at our young people. You got to explain everything. Like, they want you to act out so that you can get caught up in the 13th Amendment that has an exception clause that can make you a slave here in America, because America's a slave colony. Remember this, the first 13 colonies were slave colonies. When they started talking about the United States, how was the states going to be united when 13 of those states were slave colonies? Whenever you see that British flag, that's a slave colony. When you see that Confederate flag, that represents a slave colony. People know what you're aligning yourself with. Red, first of all, this red, white, and blue used to be the colors of us. These people took red, white, and blue over all over the world. All symbolism was us. They reversed all the symbolism. Everything is reversed. That's a whole nother conversation.
Right, and stole it to take it as theirs. And so it's a facade. It's
Siege
a falsehood.
Magic. That's
definitely,
a whole
nother
thing. That goes to magic. That goes to Siege Magic. That's a whole nother conversation.
They're only gatekeepers. They're only holders of the keys until Hiram wakes up, take it back.
So, yeah, if you, hey, really? Listen, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, hold on, Hassan, oh, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, because I'm going to have to get out of here a little bit earlier today. Right after Tando Radio Show is going to be BIB, Black in Business, with the golden voice of CeCe and brother Robert X, I think it's Robert X 12, I believe it is. I don't want to mess it up. So, but definitely, if you want to get in on the conversation before we do that, give us a call, 866-510-9025, then hit **. So what we were talking about today, all of this has been planned out for centuries, millions of years. And this is what we need to do, because our overall projective power is that strong. Our overall energy is that strong. Most of us think that we're only control of what we can see, feel, touch, and everything else. We don't understand the bounds of our capabilities to project millions of years into the future. You can invest forward, and this is what we need to do, because the system is continuously investing forward. And look at what the momentum that it has gained by doing that. It's the exact same thing that we should and we could be doing, if it is your individual choice. But for those of you that do resonate that way, thank you for being who you are. Continue what you're doing in spite of those around you that refuse to do it. That's not your decision. Your decision has been a great one that seeds forward an investment into the future. So just wanted to make that announcement before we get out of here. I got, we got like... two more minutes, because I'm going to have to get out of here a little earlier today. Brother Bragg, Hassan, if you wanted to pick up some parting thoughts, what's...
Another quick thing I wanted to say was...
yes.
I didn't mean to cut you off, though.
No, you're good, brother.
Oh, okay. Now, I was going to say, a lot of times when we speak on, or, you know, when we talk about the Moors, you know, quote unquote, the Moors, we speak on them, you know, we speak on it in third person. It's not third person, it's you, it's us. And to go off of what, you know, what Scotty said, he was like, you know, he's done the history, he's researched it. He said, do we want to take credit for, you know, all that stuff that they did? That's like a Caucasian finding out all the lies that they've been doing and not wanting and saying, you know, they ain't Caucasian. I'm not white. I'm not. We got it. That is. It's us. We did all of this to ourselves and to them. So if that's who we are. Like, it ain't. It's not. The Moors aren't those people over there. And we're who we are. We're just black people here. Strong black people. Conscious black people. It's like we got to take credit for everything. The good, the bad, and the ugly. And the future. So I just wanted to say that, because, you know, a lot of times people speak in third person, and whether you recognize it or not, that's who you are. That's who we are. Whether you know,
Brother
proclaim
Hassan,
it or don't proclaim it.
Yeah, I'm not going to claim
that. I understand
that
the Moors are the Egyptians and the Egyptians are Moors, and that's one thing you got to make quite clear so everybody gets that point.
Hold on 1 second, Scotty.
The Moors and Moors are Egyptians. And once you understand that, now listen, they got a European branch. The European branch came here in two ways. Part of the European branch of the Moors came here as slaves. They got enslaved. They was brought here as slaves. Matter of fact, they were the navigators on the boats that came here to enslave the indigenous people of this country. So we got to put everything in context. When you do research, I can take you where the truth is, and I'm going to give you the truth just like I find it. I ain't going to buttercoat it or sugarcoat it or sweetbread it. I'm going to spit it out like I find it, because that's what my ancestors tell me. Now, I don't know how they complicit in what happened here, other than they were under siege and they ran for cover, because they ran into Africa. They pursued them into Africa. They killed them where they found them. The Benin Empire was destroyed because of that. Wherever they ran, they pursued them. Guess why they pursued them? They really pursued them because of the great wealth that the Moors took with them. They destroyed the Knights Templar because they were Moors and they had great wealth. So when you start following these cats, that's why I'm saying you can't follow them like normal people. You got to follow them through time and space. You can't follow them through normal books. You got to follow them through all kind of books.
Yeah, what
I'm saying. Now, Scott,
you got to be.
I'm flipping through a book right now.
Scotty had something that he wanted to say, and then after that, we're going to get out of here for today. Go ahead, Scotty. Then we're going to end out the show.
Those
ahead,
are not my people. I'm not claiming them. Just because they share my skin color don't make them my people or part of my tribe. I claim American. the original copper color people that Brother Braggs liked to tell us about, you know. So,
and those are the Moors.
So, no, they were not the Moors. The Moors, those weren't the Moors. The Moors were Muslims. They practice Islam. They come out of northern Africa and then conquered, we all know they conquered Spain and brought these Caucasians out of the Dark Ages. But guess what? Like Brother Braggs had also mentioned, those look like Moors to me that was helping King Leopold chop off all them damn hands in the Congo. Them ain't my people. I don't resonate with their spirit, so I'm not claiming them as my people. And I do agree, though, that we do have to acknowledge all parts of our heritage. That's why I don't shy to say that, yes, I got a Cherokee ancestor. Yes, I got a Scottish ancestor. And I got African ancestors. But I'm not claiming Moors. Moors were a distinct group of people practicing a distinct religion, practicing a distinct government. And I'm not. Were they black? Well, some of them were black. Some of them were Arabs too. So, you know, right. I'm not claiming them because I don't resonate with their spirit.
Right. Yeah. We don't have enough time to go into it all like that. But I mean, it'd be for a later day. I can break it down to you as far as why I said what I said. I wouldn't have been saying it just to be saying it.
I understand what you're saying, but the way that these other people were saying it when they were talking about the Moors, like, they were just so great and you know, praising them. And I'm like, well, dang. You know, even when you talk about Kung Fu or martial arts or something like that, don't they say the student, the master is responsible for the actions of the student? So they, you know, they empowered these racist Europeans to just bring so much terror upon the place of the world, and we need to acknowledge that when we talk about the Moors.
Right,
they got a hell of a history, man. I mean, listen, my brother, we're not gonna fall out about our history. It is what it is, but we want to know. We want everything to be transparent. We don't want to be like these other people. We want everything transparent. Guess what? It's a whole bunch of these people. They don't know. Now, they had Ouachita Moors, too. Remember, they had Moors that was here because they were navigators that were always here. They had their families here. They ran here for some. Look, these Moors was on the run for their very lives. These Moors, these Jewish Moors,
they
were all on the run for their lives. The Muslim and the Jews, they were on the run. They were all Moors, but they were black Moors or melanated Moors. When I say black, don't take it for what I'm saying. I'm talking about another nation. Understand that black is really white. I understand all that, so don't get it twisted.
Now, right. Yeah, okay. Hey, brothers, we got to get out of here.
Right.
We'll definitely pick this up again. Very, very important, you know, show. But, hey, everyone, be aware of what's going on. Tomorrow, I'll be at a graduation, so I won't be able to have a show tomorrow. I'm going to try to pre-record one. If I'm able to do it because of the times and everything, I will do that. But the posting that we'll have on BTR, Black Talk Radio Network. Much love, much respect. Thank you, Mel. Thank you, Brother Davis. Brother Davis as well. Brother Bragg, Hassan, Scotty, thank you all for being who you are and what you do. My man, Roz, Strategic Melanin, Deborah, everybody. Thank you for who you are, being a part of this show. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Be around for B.I.B. that's coming up with the golden voice of CeCe, and Brother Robert X is coming up next after Tando Radio Show. Much love, much respect. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Peace.
Will you be available in the morning, Dave?
Consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.